Blue State Blues, Ilhan Omar's Real Problem is America, Not Israel. By Joel B. Polak on February 15, 2019. It has been 4 days since Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, apologized for anti-Semitic tweets suggesting that members of Congress had been paid to support Israel. But the tweets are still up, as is another anti-Semitic tweet from 2012 in which she declared, "Israel has hypnotized the world. It's all about the Benjamins' baby." Ilhan Omar, at Ilhan MN, February 10, 2019. IPAC. Ilhan Omar, at Ilhan MN, February 11, 2019. Israel has hypnotized the world, may Allah awaken the people and help them see the evil doings of Israel. #Gaza #Palestine #Israel. Ilhan Omar, at Ilhan MN, November 16, 2012. It was also revealed this week that local Jewish leaders in Minnesota tried to educate her about anti-Semitism last year, to no avail. Yet the root of Omar's problem may not simply be insensitivity toward Jews, and she cites the support of radical left-wing Jews, who share her dislike of Israel, in her defense. Omar's problem may not just be Jews, or Israel, but America itself. Since Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, DCA, appointed Omar to the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Omar has not only attacked Israel. She has also attacked the United States, accusing her own country of backing a coup against the tyrannical regime of Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela, which has destroyed that country's democracy and led it to starvation. She also erroneously described the socialist opposition in Venezuela, led by Juan Guaido, as far right. A U.S.-backed coup in Venezuela is not a solution to the dire issues they face. Trump's efforts to install a far-right opposition will only incite violence and further destabilize the region. We must support Mexico, Uruguay, and the Vatican's efforts to facilitate a peaceful dialogue. Ilhan Omar, at Ilhan MN, January 25, 2019. On Wednesday, when the House Foreign Affairs Committee met to discuss this situation in Venezuela, a day after thousands of desperate Venezuelans poured into the streets to protest their government's withholding of food aid, Omar used her question time to launch a personal attack against the new U.S. envoy to Venezuela, Elliot Abrams. Omar cited his role in the Iran-Contra affair and, in McCarthyist style, refused to let Abrams answer her claims. The tense exchange between it Ilhan and Elliot Abrams, in full. Aaron Blake, at Aaron Blake, February 13, 2019. In addition, Omar accused Abrams of supporting human rights abuses by U.S. allies in El Salvador in the 1980s, and suggested that he might back a Venezuelan paramilitary force that could commit war crimes or genocide. She did not mention the atrocities committed by communist regimes, nor did she acknowledge that Latin America is far better off today, or that many countries there today are rejecting corrupt anti-American, left-wing parties. Nor was it the first time Omar had painted the U.S. as a malevolent force in the world. In a video unearthed earlier this month, Omar is seen telling a local television host in Minnesota in 2013 that radical Islamic terrorism, such as the mass murder perpetrated by the Somali jihadist group Al-Shabaab in a shopping mall in Kenya, is a reaction to U.S. involvement in other people's affairs. She complained that violence by the West has been legitimized. Next month, Omar will fly to Los Angeles to deliver the keynote address at a fundraiser for the California branch of the Council on American Islamic Relations, CAIR, whose Political Action Committee donated to her 2018 campaign. As Breitbart News has noted, in 2007-08, Kerr was named an unindicted co-conspirator in the terror financing trial of the Holy Land Foundation for Relief and Development. That case, in turn, led the FBI to discontinue its work with the organization. In 2009, a federal judge ruled that the government produced ample evidence to establish the ties of Kerr with Hamas, the Palestinian terror organization. The United Arab Emirates labeled Kerr a terrorist organization in 2014, a decision that the Obama administration opposed. Like Omar, Kerr blames U.S. foreign policy for terror. After the San Bernardino terror attack in 2015, in which Islamist radicals killed 14 and wounded 22 innocent people, the Los Angeles director of CARE told CNN that the U.S. was partly responsible for the mass murder. let's not forget that some of our own foreign policy, as Americans, as the West, have fueled that extremism, he said. CARE's local branch also offered legal assistance to the family of the terrorists. Omar is happy to accept CARE's money and to associate with its anti-American views. That negative view of America's role defines Omar's opposition to Israel. She is not just critical of Israel. She specifically opposes the fact that Americans support it. In her claim that politicians are paid to support Israel, she echoed the views of John Mearsheimer and Stephen Walt in their 2006-2007 article and book on the Israel lobby. As Harvard professor Ruth Visser wrote then, Mearsheimer and Walt's true target was not Israel, but the American people. One can only speculate as to where Omar learned her contempt for America, a country that has given her every opportunity as an immigrant, not just to succeed but also to govern. Her view of American leadership is common among the campus left, as is her habit of attributing legitimate criticism of her views to racism or anti-Muslim prejudice. Her close ally, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, praised Omar for attacking Abrams as a refugee who has felt the ravages of war. But a former refugee ought to feel empathy for the 3 million refugees displaced by the Maduro regime. Regardless, someone with contempt for America's role in defending freedom should not be on the House Foreign Affairs Committee. Every day that she remains in that post is a further indictment of Speaker Pelosi and the Democratic Party leadership, who have promoted her and continue to protect her radical views. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.